The battle over Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch is being waged on Capitol Hill, but also on television airwaves. By one estimate, over $3 million has been spent so far on ads supporting Gorsuch, a fraction of that by liberal groups who oppose him. Here now, media analyst John Carroll is with us. So, John, the latest pro-Gorsuch effort is a million-dollar ad campaign launched this week by the National Rifle Association. Well, let's play one of the ads first. It's directed at Democratic Senator John Donnelly. Here we'll listen.
Joe Donnelly talks a good game on gun rights.
I'm a supporter of the Second Amendment.
But Donnelly voted for Barack Obama's gun control. Now Donnelly has another chance, and your freedom is on the line. Tell Joe Donnelly, don't let us down again. Vote to confirm Judge Neil Gorsuch.
And why is this targeted specifically at Joe Donnelly?
Actually, the NRA is running this ad in four different states, Indiana, Missouri, Montana, and North Dakota. Those all four states have Democratic senators who are up for re-election in 2018. All four states went to for Donald Trump in the presidential election. They feel that they can pressure those senators to swing over to Gorsuch's side.
Yeah, and there are different versions with the senators
right,
from each
exactly.
of the states. Well, there are more of this kind of targeting. Tell us about it.
Right. There's a conservative activist group called the Judicial Crisis Network. It reportedly has ties to the Koch brothers, financial ties to the Koch brothers. They're running ads as well, targeting specific senators. They've run over $1 million targeting Montana Senator John Tester alone. They run about $1 million targeting Joe Donnelly as well.
So it's about Gorsuch, but it's sort of not. It's about these 2018 races. But sometimes we don't even know who's backing the ads. You mentioned they may have financial ties to the Koch brothers. And during Gorsuch's Senate confirmation hearings, Rhode Island Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, the Democrat, questioned the judge Gorsuch about ad campaigns that called for blocking President Obama's nominee for the high court, Judge Merrick Garland. Here's a clip of that.
The dark money group that is spending money on your election spent at least $7 million against him getting a hearing and a confirmation here, and indeed produced that result by spending that money. And then now we have $10 million going the other way. That's a $17 million delta. And for the life of me, I'm trying to figure out what they see in you that makes that $17 million delta worth their spending. Do you have any answer to that?
You'd have to ask them.
I can't because I don't know who they are. It's just a front group.
He was talking about Zing. He was talking about this dark money and the fact, you know, why are these people spending so much against Garland and for you? Why? Tell us more about dark money.
Well, these are nonprofit groups that don't have to reveal who their donors are. So sometimes we know who the donors are, sometimes we don't. But there's this labyrinthine network of these nonprofits. They're sort of Russian nesting groups that it's really hard to trace the money back.
Yeah, so I guess it's a reminder. There's also house parties, postcard mailings. There's a lot going on.
Right. They've done everything but hold a bake sale for Neil Gorsuch. And there are postcard mailings of 2 million. There are simulcasts to evangelical churches. There are all kinds of activities going on. And the weight of it has been pro-Gorsuch. There's been a very anemic anti-Gorsuch marketing campaign.
Well, and by the way, has this happened in other cases that you can remember? Is it amped up now?
It's a little amped up now, but we've seen it around a number of policy issues as well.
John Carroll, media analyst for Here and Now, and also at BU. I will link you to his website at herenow.org. John, thanks.
Thank you.